It's a quarter to three. Time for Listen with Mother.
66 years ago, Listen with Mother began, the first broadcast on the Light programme, and it always began with what was originally an ad-lib.
Are you sitting quite comfortably? Then I'll begin. Once upon a time, there was a little monkey.
When I'm building a programme, I always have in mind just a child or a couple of children in the intimate setting of the home, with or without mother, although we call the programme Listen with Mother. We find still that children believe that the storyteller is inside the box in some way, that this disembodied voice creates a very concrete and vivid image in the minds of the children.
Now, let's hear the song about Mary, Mary, quite contrary.
The Listen with Mother Secrets. That programme began this week in 1950. For the BBC, rolling news on radio is a bit of a challenge given the various other content the networks have. And 25 years ago, there wasn't even a Five Live. So, when the first Gulf War happened, Radio 4 gave up its FM for rolling coverage.
Since then, it's been largely quiet. Some fighters have been seen circling the city. Now it's quiet again.
Well, that was Jonathan Burchell in Riyadh in Saudi Arabia. Let's go to another part of Saudi Arabia, to Dhahran, where our defence correspondent, Mark Leite, is now on the line. Mark, what news do you have from us, for us from Dhahran?
Well, we're still waiting.
Radio 4's News FM internally calls Scud FM, with rolling news on 4's FM frequency to cover that first Gulf War. A new early morning voice this week, 5 years ago, on Radio 2.
Good morning, lovely listener. Vanessa Feltz here, absolutely thrilled to bits to be with you this morning. Let's start, as we mean to go on, with some heartfelt advice.
Keep young and beautiful.
Vanessa Feltz joining Radio 2 this week in 2011, taking over Sarah Kennedy's old early morning show. It's now 11 years since commercial radio united for charity with Radio Aid.
Time now to cross over to Mr. Liam Gallagher. He's going to perform an acoustic track exclusively for Radio Aid. Here we go.
Chris Evans did a fabulous show, and Oasis came in and did great things on the day. It was the largest audience for a single programme in the history of radio in the UK. But I think it also said how powerful commercial radio can be when it can get together and get its act together.
Part of the 12-hour Radio Aid raising funds for the tsunami cause this week in 2005. One of those commercial stations began this week 41 years ago.
We here in the East have our own radio station. A station that belongs to us. And to us alone.
Hello there, this is Steve Hamilton on Radio 4, bringing you the Daybreak Show, right through till 9:30. We're sitting at the top of the dial, on top of the world, on 194 metres in the medium wave band. 96.8 VHF in super stereo. We'll be bringing you news, traffic, weather, community information, food prices, tips and hints, and our housewife of the day.
We really should track down some of those housewives of the day from back then. The launch of Radio 4 in Edinburgh this week in 1975. This week, 65 years ago, the first English programmes on Radio Luxembourg were heard on its famous 208 wavelength.
They were very happy days, and I'm always grateful to Geoffrey Everett, who was the other disc jockey there at the time. When I first went in, it was always the accepted thing, certainly at the BBC, and it was until the BBC, until about 6 years ago, to have a script for a record programme. And I thought, well, I'll never be able to ad-lib. And Geoffrey Everett said to me, if you don't ad-lib now, if you work with a script now, you'll never be able to ad-lib, and that way you'll never be a broadcaster. And I think that was the soundest piece of advice I was ever given.
Pete Murray speaking about his arrival at Radio Luxembourg on 208 this week in 1951. This week in 1966, the Radio Caroline ship, the Mi Amigo, lost her anchor in a Force 8 storm. They had to change ships for a few months, eventually returning to the Mi Amigo. And just before that return, some familiar voices communicated on air from ship to ship.
Hello, Tony.
Hello, Dave. How are
you? You're looking fine this morning through the mesh.
Oh, we're missing you a lot, but look forward to you kind of joining us here on the Mi Amigo very shortly.
Well, we're looking forward to coming over there. We're working really hard down here, I assure you. Everybody's sat up all night with tapes and things, you know, but we'll manage, don't worry.
Can we just mention that we're testing on 259 again? Right then. Well, everyone, listening to 199 at the moment, we have the crash or tune over and listen to us here because we're tuning. This is Caroline Self on 259. We're testing here throughout the day.
the Pirates swapping ships with DLT and Tony Blackburn in 1966. So with BBC CWR launching this week in 1990...
The Carpenters and We've Only Just Begun on BBC CWR.
BBC Cornwall and Devon beginning 33 years ago.
Devon County Radio is about to begin its very first programme.
Yes, there it is, a piece of music which we hope you'll be getting to know pretty well in the months ahead. The Radio Cornwall main theme.
Programmes for schools beginning 89 years ago.
Good morning, children. Will you scatter yourselves over the whole room so that each one of you has plenty of space for movement?
The Last Saturday Club with Brian Matthew, 47 years ago.
Back to the show come Britain's brightest and best new beat group.
Chris Evans hosting his last Radio 1 breakfast 19 years ago.
He'd asked the BBC management to have every Friday off, but it refused and he resigned.
And Talk Radio UK becoming Talk Sport 16 years ago.
This is Talk Radio UK.
Those are this week's Radio Moments.
Radio!